A case report on low-grade cystic mesothelioma of rectus sheath. Introduction. Benign multicystic mesothelioma is a rare neoplasm that involves the peritoneum as well as extraperitoneal space, omentum, pelvic or abdominal viscera. It has a predilection for the serosal surface of the ovary, uterus, bladder or rectum. Synonyms like multilocular peritoneal inclusion cysts, that is MPIC, benign multicystic mesothelioma are used interchangeably in the literature. Multicystic mesothelioma of the peritoneum was first described in 1979. This tumor has a female predominance with mean age of presentation being 35 years. Most common presentation is pelvic and lower abdominal tenderness and or distension with an abdominal or pelvic mass. They usually have a past history of chronic pelvic irritation resulting from previous pelvic operation, endometriosis, and or pelvic inflammatory disease. Less frequently, it may be an incidental finding. Multicystic mesothelioma has no association with asbestos exposure. This benign entity has a high propensity for local recurrence but no progression to malignancy. Therefore, it is graded as intermediate grain tumor between adenomatoid tumor of the peritoneum and the more common malignant asbestos-related peritoneal mesothelioma. This neoplasm is neither responsive to chemotherapy nor to radiotherapy. Total surgical excision is the treatment of choice. Histopathological diagnosis is thus very important for management of the patient. Cases of low-grade cystic mesothelioma arising from the peritoneal surfaces of pelvic as well as intra-abdominal organs have been reported in literature. To the best of our knowledge, no case of mesothelioma arising from rectus sheath has been reported till date. A case report of low-grade cystic mesothelioma arising from rectus sheath is documented here due to its rarity. The case report. A 32-year-old female patient was presented with the chief complaints of abdominal pain, distension and menorrhagia in gynecology outpatient department. She had no significant past medical or surgical history. On examination, an ill-defined mass of 6 by 4 cm in size was found in suprapubic region over the rectus sheath. Routine hematological and biochemical investigations were within normal limit. USG of lower abdomen showed asymmetrical uterine enlargement with heterogeneous myometrial ecotexture. A markedly heteroechoic mass in the rectus sheath with poorly defined margins and areas of cystic degeneration and septations suggestive of a resolving hematoma or neoplastic reaction was also noted. Patient underwent hysterectomy during which a mass attached to the rectus sheath was found and the biopsy was taken from the mass. Both the specimens were submitted for histopathological examination. On gross examination, the uterus was enlarged in size with hypertrophy of the ectocervix. Cut surface showed obliteration of endometrial and endocervical canal. Biopsy tissues, 2 in number, from the rectus sheath were brown, irregular, firm, measuring 3 by 4 cm each. Cut surface showed multiple minute cystic areas. Microscopically, uterus with cervix showed adenomyosis uteri with endometrium in proliferative phase and chronic cervicitis. Tissues from the rectus sheath showed multiple cystic areas lined by mesothelial cells. Occasional multinucleated cells were also seen. Lumen of the cyst contained light pink material along with degenerated cells and few inflammatory cells. The diagnosis of low-grade cystic mesothelioma was made. Immunohistochemical staining of the lining mesothelial cells showed reactivity for keratin and carlatinin and were negative for CD31 and factor 8 related antigen. On the basis of histopathology report, the patient was referred to the general surgery department for further management. Complete excision of the remaining rectus sheath mass was done. Histopathological diagnosis was again confirmed on the resected mass. Discussion. Benign cystic mesothelioma is a rare lesion arising mainly from the serosal surface of the ovary, uterus, bladder and rectum. Only few cases arising from other sites have been reported. The case reported here is the only one so far arising from the rectus sheath. Medline search revealed a single case reported of mesothelioma in the pleural cavity, 3 case reports associated with appendix and 1 case seen in a patient in association with diverticular disease of the large intestine. 2 of these 3 case reports associated with appendix were reported in middle-aged women. In the first case, a 53-year-old female presented with abdominal pain, laparoscopy revealed a retroperitoneal mass close to but not involving the fecal serosal surface. In the second case, a 40-year-old female patient with clinical signs of acute appendicitis had a small cystic mass involving the visceral and parietal layer of peritoneum and the appendiceal region. The third one, also presenting with symptoms of acute appendicitis, was a 28-year-old male where a 25-centimeter cystic appendiceal mass was found. The case associated with sigmoid diverticular disease was a 58-year-old female ex-smoker who presented and was operated for the signs and symptoms of diverticular disease of sigmoid colon. Mesothelioma was an incidental finding. None of the above cases were associated with asbestos exposure. In the present case, a 35-year-old female patient presented with menorrhagia with an ill-defined suprapubic mass associated with abdominal pain and distension had an evidence of adenomyosis uteri on hysterectomy. However, there was no history of previous pelvic surgery or pelvic inflammatory disease. The findings were similar to earlier reports. Various differential diagnosis was considered: lymphangioma, vascular tumor, other mesenteric cysts, non-pancreatic pseudocyst, and endometriosis. Lymphangioma was differentiated by the absence of chylous fluid and flattened endothelial lining. Other non-specific mesenteric cysts were differentiated on the basis of the absence of degenerated material and inflammatory cells. Non-pancreatic pseudocysts usually have thickened walls, and endometriosis was ruled out due to the absence of endometrial lining and hemorrhage. Positive immunoreactivity for cytokeratin and calitonin helped in the confirmation of diagnosis as benign cystic mesothelioma, whereas negative staining for factor VIII helped in ruling out a vascular lesion. Surgeons reoperated the patient for complete excision of the remaining rectus sheath mass, as total surgical excision is the treatment of choice. On further follow-up, our patient is doing well with resolution of abdominal pain and distension. The case was considered worth documentation to stress the consideration of this entity while reporting the cystic masses arising from peritoneal surfaces of areas other than the lower abdominal viscera.